I've dealt with more than one creature trying to kill me before. I should be able to handle this. First, though, I stand up and face back the way I came. I lift my goggles and scan the expansive ground I've crossed. My eyesight has grown keener lately, and I can see much farther and much better. Not as well as an eagle or an enhanced one pre-sea, but I can now see distant things almost as well as if I was looking through a 10-power telescopic lens. No sign of anyone following. The wind is at my back, so the current of sense is not flowing my way, but I am pretty sure I would still be able to smell anyone from our little group if they had followed me, which is what both Hussein and my determined little sister Anna would have wanted to do. They still might do that if they have noticed I'm gone. That's why I have to take care of these two threats before we set out again on our journey. Anna, of course, is still a bit too young to help. She can shoot a gun with great accuracy and has been learning how to use a knife, but she is still just a kid, not a grown-up like Hussein. Hussein. I take a deep breath and let it slowly out. Perhaps if Hussein was fully recovered from the maiming of his hand, I would have let him come along. Or maybe not. My feelings for him are so confusing. I know he wants to be my partner, and I know he's a competent fighter. He keeps surprising me with how much he knows, so much that I sometimes wonder what his life was really like before, back in the pre-sea days. I haven't asked yet. He'll tell me himself when he's ready. I trust him, pretty much. And maybe I think that my worrying about him, getting hurt, might slow me down or make me less effective. Maybe it would have been better if he hadn't joined us on our escape from Haven. Maybe it would be best if I just told him that we could never be more than friends. I put my mind back on task, turn back to the canyon, hold my hands up in front of me, and use my power.